In terms because of the grand understanding of consciousness, this has been a long debate that we had with understanding what is actually consciousness of and what is not consciousness. So when we got information from grand, it was priority given to Bhakti prior to 1994. Any Bhakti system that was in place in 1994, and then it was Bhakti system supplied by the municipality. It was municipalities that serviced those buses. It was highly formalized, established settlement for informal townships. The thing that came out in our last major quarterly meeting was that informal areas are to be done later in the 2010 presentation. That was a debate we had. What is the market and what is the vulnerable reality? And we then came across here that the one to the left is actually a market, which was by municipality. And the one to the right is VIPs that were developed by owners, but some of them had put their own buckets in their system, which they had got from someone else. So we did not identify those as buckets that were given by the municipality. That was very simple for Grant had to tell us what is a bucket and what is not exactly a bucket. In terms of statistics, how changed it was 12,332 buckets. To date, we've completed 11,054 have been completed. Those 11,000 is either DIC or waterborne. Most of them, I think 80%, is waterborne systems. We have 278 left to be completed. The current expenditure for all that is a total cost of 35 million, which is come out of the open water sanitation program from the big contribution. We've only got to review 3.1 million of this to get rid of the buckets, which is our last one that's left in the city municipality. Our completion date, all our buckets will be finished in housing end of June 2007. It's still on target, the project is running, the last project, the only problem we just had that the area that was identified is rocky. So to put in the infrastructure now is delayed. We need an additional 5 to 7 million to finish the 1994 situation by end of June 2007. The Lesedi project has now incurred additional costs due to rocks that have been found. And also we've noticed there have now been additional buckets in that area. So we've added that in, which is not in the 12,333. It's about another 200 to 300, which would still be finished by the end of June. And we've just located, that has informed us by a day process in one of our other municipalities in the western area. A few families of about 40 of them who have buckets on the farm. So we're going to intervene on that farm and put the GIC forward. In terms of ownership GIC, this is where the distinction comes in between what was bucket supplied by the municipalities and where owners have built their own system, similar to that of a GIC, whether it be a wooden structure or a steel structure. There was 9,903 identified in the province. 4,633 are completed today. 2,730. We are going to reallocate the funds for those families to new areas to where the families will be housed. They will be moved from the current informal settlement, which is Boise belongs to in Kuleni and Zendela in Zendela. It's going to be moved to other areas due to the area not being suitable for housing. Then we have 1,523 units. That is left out of that 9,000. The reason why we cannot install that the existing infrastructure in that settlement are so close to each other that you cannot even get a wheelbarrow in between some of them. So it becomes difficult to even install toilets in those. So we have to put up communal toilets until people are relocated and buy a housing program, which will open up the place. The expenditure on those currently also is around 37.2 million. If you will look at, just to give you a brief on the VIP installation that we are doing in Caltech. That is a VIP, the base of a VIP toilet in excavator, because basically it's four or five beams that are put into the ground. Then we employ labor, local labor is employed, they have been trained, and these are in panels which are then on top of those beams. The top is then fitted on top of that structure. The toilet structure is then assembled on top of the tank, which in both directions, and the toilet there you see the back fitting which will fall into the tank at the bottom. And of course the ventilated pipe that is used for the tank. the structure looks like inside when it's finished. So in fact, what we have done is we've asked all infrastructure that where the AIPs are installed in Caltech, they must be adaptable so that they can be changed into waterborne sanitation, which is our next target that we'll come to when it's going along. So this is basically what the outside of the structure looks like when it is complete. This is a brick AIP which has been built in Caltech. The reason why I showed this one is that if you give people ownership of the toilet, they maintain it. If you don't give them ownership where you have sharing of toilet facilities, we found there's a big problem. Nobody takes care of it, then the tank is, the roof is gone, the door is gone, the tanks are gone, and the ceiling is gone. So this was the example which we have to encourage that each plot has one VIP as well. After the VIPs and the buckets are done, we then conducted a research with our own funds again to find out where the community exactly happy with what we had installed. And this came as a request from our MEC, the SOC, the DC, said, guys, you need to go back to see whether we have done the correct thing. And out of that report, when we sent the report in, the agreement with the consultant was to find out the number of buckets that we should remove. We had this discussion with people with good things of a bucket. When we did the program, we said the buckets were gone. So when we went back, some of the buckets were still there. So when we did this research, we had to find out why is the bucket still there when we have replaced it with either VIP or waterborne. So this was the research. The research had to start up the number of buckets that were removed, the number of replacement toilets installed, if the installed system is still in place, improvement of the lifestyle of the community, is there improvement in the health of the community, community impression of the project, number of households to stand, number of informal toilets to stand, expenditure and value for money, which we thought we had got, and the jobs created for women leaders in the area. Now, the general problems that came out of this research document indicated it was inconvenient that there are many households in the stand sharing one of the items. What actually happened is the item was to put the owner of the stand was the VIP, but the owner, what we call, was doing his own informal hotel industry on his plot, where he's got more than one unit. So he's got three or four or five other units. And what he does is he keeps the VIP for himself, and then he needs other people, other means of using the facility. So this is one of his rented business for the facility for Sami Park, and a nice business decision. If in the farming plot where the VIP is installed, we find that the person has to walk 60 meters at night from his house to get his VIP. And we said that was not convenient. And some, we should have acted then and said the VIP should have been put up closer to the house. In most cases, the wet VIPs, they were waterborne sanitation. Because of the distance to get the toilet and the sanitation to the house, it became very expensive. So they put it at the closest point of link up. The owner of the stand assumes ownership of the toilet and refuses to share with the neighboring stands, although initially accepted to do so. Initially, when VIPs were done, like in Beckenthal, we had two to three families sharing a VIP until we came around with the second round and then everybody started taking part. The first was that didn't work well. Non-sharing of the facilities due to ethnic and religious differences between shared neighbors. We had ethnic differences between neighbors in certain areas where one cultural group will not share the toilet with the other cultural group, and that creates a problem. Inefficient maintenance from the municipality as we have to remain full for long periods of time. Orientation of some toilets to stand with the door of the toilet place to the seat or kitchen up with another household, and they want to be turned around. So every time you go around to these toilets, they're facing different directions. They face one neighbor's house for 1 week, and then another guy turns around and face the other neighbor's house for a week. Then there was the issue of putting the thing these slides, which has been reduced by the installation of new slides. The report then came out with also what were the successes of the project that was implemented. There was social acceptance of the system by the community. There was integrated communication strategies, because all the community stakeholders have come together. There was improved health and hygiene of the community, improvement in the lifestyle of the community. It uplifted the dignity of the community for providing acceptable and humane sanitation service. Job creation and skills transfer to the local community. It averted environmental disasters. And I think most of you know that in Caltech, we are sitting on dolomitic land. It is not dolomitic land. We are sitting on our water resources. That is very crucial for the province. And then we have all community households benefited from the project. The new challenges that we see, it added take all buckets that exist in the area. The situation has come up where we said that owners are now actually renting out informal settlements on their blocks to rent them. And as you know, that migration to housing is great, so the business of actually renting housing and property is increasing. And this has created another problem for us, because by the time we get to 210, people are going to have flats in the backyard, and which we already see people already starting to develop double stories in the backyard due to migration to housing. Then an effective maintenance plan actually is required for the municipality to provide efficient cleaning services. With the installation of the DICs we put in, we see that they actually closed. We assume that the state that it will take 3 years to be closed. It's now putting up in less than 2 years, and we have to put in a program in place not to enter the DICs. Then, intensified training of local labor and contractors to extend to a project administered and managed within the community, thus creating economic advancement. More intensified communication is required for municipalities to perform the community responsibility and ownership of the new sanitation system for community engagement. In that bullet work, we found that some of them have not been used correctly. People are dumping their waste, their food, their use. Some cases we found that the dead dog turned because of the actually different space. So that kind of creates a problem also. So we have to go back on the communication side. The next bullet for the municipal to iron out problems affecting efficient maintenance and service for the new sanitation system to speed up the process of relocating people in housing. The other challenges which we have, the biggest issue in housing is currently due to technical conditions and government conditions. I don't think any of the other problems will suffer that much. But a lot of housing, the land, the what you call the government conditions, where those of you who are engineers are not quite well, but we've actually got very big tunnels underground which were formed by water and have been eroded, and these things collapse without notice. And I've put in some examples if you want to follow. Then the next challenge is suitable land for development. Our land resource has been reduced a lot, so instead of going flat, we're going to have to go up. We're going to create a problem in putting up townhouses and duplexes and things like that. And then there was community dissatisfaction with some of the that have been installed with some of the projects, but the problems are inadequate water, unit cost for bulk services, project registration, long procurement, implementation time, as well. This is basically to give you an idea of what Dolomite is doing in Johannesburg. This is a sinkhole that has formed under a house at the one corner. These holes can vary anything from 6 meters in diameter up to 200 meters in diameter, and disappear 70 meters into the ground. Or, in the last case we had, 70 stories into the ground. This one is in Dalton. This is for Western area. This is the one in Tutorial. Swanee Dam. This hole was created by leaking pipe on Dolomitic land. It's in a loop area. That hole went down 7 meters. Took most of the house. It's fortunate that the house didn't crack at the station. The cost of Victoria City Council around 150,000 to close that hole up. Because you've got to find the bottleneck and shut it up, put in a plaster there and then put it up again. This is one of the informal settlements. It was an informal settlement, now formalized settlements again, where people refused to move, then developed in Dolomitic land. This excavation you can see is, this collapse has been quite deep and quite deep. This is in Meriform. Right? You can see the guy that walked out of his door, his front door, he'd have fallen straight out into the big hole in the morning. If you fall in some of these holes where the throat is still open, you are considered deceased. There's no way to go through your house. This is a house in Swanee also. Dolomitic conditions. The fact that one needs to put the advice of the MCIC not to construct houses in this area. This happened overnight, this was in 2000. All these pictures we have here, sorry, the last two pictures was from 2005, 2006. This one was in 2006. We visited the house at about 1 o'clock in the morning. When I used to work for NHPRC, we were following, of course, had a look at the house for that. At night, while the people were sleeping. So this is the situation we have in South Africa. Most of our land is sitting on those like this. This is a sinkhole close to Bronkhorst Place. The sinkhole is 200 meters in diameter, 17 stories deep. up to today, you cannot see the bottom of that bowl. That's why this is an aerial photography of that. And the big communities living there in that area could have probably put up about 20 houses, 30 houses. They would have all been prepared. And that is why we are very, very careful with housing structures and housing, especially low cost housing. You find a lot of the informal settlements are currently on government land. To convince people to move out of their living town. Because they say, my forefathers have been living here for 10 years, my family has been born here, which is quite true. Some of them have been here for a long time, but the land was never investigated until we started in proper investigation camp. 1 kilometer square investigation, lowering it down of every 500 meters square. We're finding that land like this is dangerous. 2 weeks after this one occurred on the opposite side, another one occurred, which was smaller than this, about 150 meters in diameter, but that one went down, I think, for about 50 meters. This one is 17 stories, so it's about 35 or 40 meters. The bottom of that hole you still cannot find. It's not walking, it's just a basic hole. So we don't know what the size of the sun under the hole is. Okay, in terms of water, my next slide will be for water. What does Kaohsiung mean for water? Kaohsiung is actually lucky in that he is surrounded by three rivers, which is the Vaal River in the south, Olifant River in the north, the Crocodile River in the northwest. Kaohsiung then imported water from out of the province, which is high water demand from 9 million people. I showed you the new stats, they've gone up to 10 million people for industry, agriculture, and mining. We are busy currently with the water demand management. This is done by Rand Water Forum. What you'll notice is that the purple line will give us what the water demand that we're going to need by 2024 2025, which is basically telling graph before they start building another dam for getting outside the water. The white, which you cannot see here, the yellow and the blue, is currently the usage in housing. But that is including the losses. So we are saying if we curb our water losses, find out where all our pipes are leaking in housing, go to Jika. We may not need basic infrastructure for housing. When we had this statistic, today we met with Graham, and it was the Housing Water Summit which was held last year, on the 13th and 14th of October, and he said we need to do something about the problem for water in housing and the issues surrounding that. So I'm not going to go too deep into the slide, but out of that, what came was a proposed vision by ourselves, Graham, and all the stakeholders that by our collective methods in the water sector, we will ensure that all citizens of Kaohsiung have access to basic water services, our industry is sufficiently provided, our rivers are properly managed, our environment is well protected for the benefit of all citizens of Kaohsiung. Now, from that vision and mission, has come a strategy. One of them is to promote effective and efficient institutions in the water sector in Kaohsiung. The second step is to promote effective water resource management, which has come through grass and rainwater. To promote effective and efficient water services delivery, to encourage efficient management and allocation of water for agricultural demand, to advocate integrated planning in the water sector, to encourage effective pollution control, which we've seen a lot now for our river system. The backlog in Kaohsiung, just to give you an idea, in terms of the sanitation backlog, the total, I'm just going to look at the total, 706,000. Sanitation households, seasonal total households that are not people. The existing backlog for water is 630,000. Existing backlog for electricity, 850,000. What we say existing backlog for roads is only 1,318. The roads one is what we have is uncarred roads in Kaohsiung, which means we have carred or paved by 2009, which is a target set by the union. Solid waste backlog, when you say 23, that will be talking about waste downtime that we have to deal with Kaohsiung. We've done a calculation of the waste that's been generated by the population, so we need additional downtime. The eradication so far to date is not listed by the MEAT program, not as such by the capital project that I've implemented by the municipality. We are having problems getting technical information from the municipality, but in terms of the MEAT project, we have very, very good records because it's a very good database set up by ourselves and the municipality, so we can get statistical information on the ground. To date, in the mix, with the sanitation, we've eradicated 160,000 or 161,000. The water backlog, 228,000 households have now got water. Electricity backlog, 6,593. That one can move faster, we believe. The road backlog is 172. Now, what we've noticed, some of the roads that we've done very little. On the 1,380 roads that we have seen was on the backlog. Most of those are roads into farming properties that belong to farmers. Now, we are not going to go tar roads for farmers so that families on the farm have access and use very little. And that is one of the expenses we will have to discuss later with the energy in the community. Solid waste today, we have developed 11 new solid waste landfill sites. The one that I have not included here for Caltech is the housing shortage. The housing shortage currently stands at 500,000. That is the latest standard. In terms of what we've done in the mix, you will notice our expenditure, just until March of 07, our budget for MIG was 899 million. The MIG is divided into various components, the B, E, N, and M components. The B component here refers mainly to water sanitation, roads, and stormwater, street lights, and solid waste. The E component is taxi, things like that, and the N component is schools and cleaning. But just talking on the water, I think the question here is to, somebody asked the question yesterday, how much of our money goes into water sanitation? Now, this is only on the MIG program. What we've done is, in counting it, if any municipality that we have promised or has a backlog, I refuse to approve projects then for other things. Because we need to eradicate the water sanitation backlog first. The target doesn't say for 2-3-4 days. So when the MIG program comes forward and says, this is a program we want to build a 40 million savings, the settlement will say, sorry, you can put 40 million in water. We will need to come into the savings, but we're not going to be wrong. We may be 5-8 need to call on the savings. To get them ready. But the key is water. Today we spent 194 out of our becoming 89 million, and sanitation 87 million, and the road you can see 271. Some water there is 19, lighting 34, solid waste about 8.4 million. But if you look at the total, from the time the MIG program started, we've spent already close to 1/3 of the water. That's part of the infrastructure. And then infrastructure through the local municipality. The challenges we face in Caltech is the IDC alignment. We said on the last IDC meeting with Russell, also present, all the other promises were present. Well, we find that the IDCs of the municipality, although it involves the community, the IDCs were supposed to be integrated. It is not coming up here. My second clue is that integration is actually happening in front of the department. The integration with water sanitation is not happening. Integration with houses. Integration in schools, for the integration of education department, all those interlinks are a problem. Then the project management unit structure and placement. With this we found that this is a big issue, and I'm sure it's with other provinces. If you put a project management unit, especially the big project management unit, if you put it under the electrical engineer or their department, you find that all the electrical projects become big projects. If you put it under a sanitation engineer, you find that all the sanitation projects become big projects, and as a result, electricity is left out, roads get left out. So very crucial what we've done in Caltech, we said that the project management unit must report directly to the municipal manager, and not report to any other department where they get blockage all the time. Then there was a lack of specification. First the unit wanted specification to implement projects, the other department got technical and said, you're the project manager, you will send the specification. And then resolve those issues between the engineers who are in maintenance and operations to give information to the project management team. Procurement delays, we're seeing in terms of the MSMA, there were procurement delays. Everybody complained it was the MSMA. But as promised, very hard to municipalities. Give us one clause in the MSMA that has delayed the process. We couldn't make one. So to me, it was the lack of the rollout of the MA from National Affairs to the MSMA. And we started doing that ourselves. I have read the documents, we've read it with other members of the staff, and we started doing presentations on our own on the MSM and what the documents. So we've resolved some of those issues. Procurement delays, yes, we are seeing critical issues in procurement delays. People don't understand the process. You have people who are not technically trying to improve the project, which are technical. I'm currently busy with that, and the municipality is assisting them. and the capital planning for projects, national and municipal financial years, is also 12 to 3 months different. We're involving those now. Council approval projects are waiting to council, which has delayed some of the approval in smaller municipalities. The bigger metros, the projects don't necessarily get up to council. They follow the delegated lower down, so they have to much quicker to implement. And the last one is statistical information and GIS. The geographical information system, which is lacking in municipalities. That is a challenge. On the GIS, we've spoken of the DSA to fund some of the programs that require that negotiation is still going on. Development, so what have we done at Housing in the last couple of months? We have now implemented a budget for reduction in water losses. This is an agreement between RAP, Randwater, and GLG. There's currently a budget we are all putting funds in this, and I think RAP, they're putting 2 million, Randwater is putting 1 million, from the project and putting 5 million, and we're actually monitoring the losses currently in 5 municipalities. The one that we save money in implementing with RAP, that project has been completed. There's a water loss saving of 2 million rand a month in Pulerin, which has now given the municipality a rejection of 24 million in additional funds to reallocate for other uses. Then there's water conservation and demand management for 5 local municipalities that agreed to the first one. Water sanitation strategy for Caltech, which is an internal document which you agreed. We as Caltech province are on the way to saying we are too busy in drought stage that by 2010 we would like to see everybody having waterborne sanitation. The DIP will be our next target to be converted to waterborne sanitation. So we don't want to see any buckets, hopefully by the end of 2007, and we don't want to see any DIPs related to 2010. So it should all be waterborne. The decentralization of wastewater treatment plants, this is an agreement we've got with Rich University. We are looking at each and every municipality where we can decentralize the wastewater treatment plant. As you know, most of the sewer treatment comes to a point where it's treated. Certain areas on the other side of the mountain don't have anything, they have DRC. So we are saying we'd like to go up and build some kind of sewer treatment facility and give the people water control. Then there's the project that we are running currently in City Bay. We are working with Graph GLG, the many local municipalities, with 500 million rand of water, wastewater treatment plants that we are going to construct. If this project doesn't take place, we can lose all the tourism that we have in Insulation with Bob City Bay area. So we have direct tour facilities to the bottom of the system. Then there's the SICAC supporting municipalities. The one is the South African Institute of Civil Engineering, the other one is the South African Institute of Chartered Accountants. Under support, under project consolidation, the province has now put in 25 engineers in our municipality, or I think it's 14 graduate engineers, and it's about 14 training technicians. These are all paid for by the province to assist the municipality to fill in where there is the capacity gap within the municipality and assist in terms of master planning and project management. Then there's municipal infrastructure investment strategy, which we are also busy with now, the sort of infrastructure for Caltech. The documents we're busy with quality control documents. We are drafting now the minimum quality control that needs to be done by all municipalities on each and every project that's been done. What we found that projects where municipality lacks capacity, or you find that inferior materials are being used, inferior products are being delivered, and as a result, we have to refund those projects again. Then I think the last one is the use of CDW to gather information. Well, we know that Caltech currently has 422 community development workers on the ground. By the end of, I think it's June, we would have 542 on the ground, which gives us first-hand experience or information on any municipality or any ward in fact that we want. So we can talk to CDW and say, what is exactly going on in your area in terms of buses, and get a reply back from all 523 of them, when you are for 542 of them, and just a touch of a button from the phone call from the office. So it's all simple. You can send out one question to all of them, and get all the answers back in an hour. So this is actually assisted us a lot in terms of where we still have buses, where there are good problems in the ward itself. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry that was a little long, Manager.
talking, and the honorable members, we will be talking about this again on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The energy from Northern States are throwing it at all and running away, they may be invited back in. Thank you very much. I thought that we should follow that up with Limpopo. Where is Limpopo? Come, anyone from the Western States? Other than the Western States? Are you going to do the presentation for the Western States?
I can do it.
No, but you know what you can do. Sorry?
I can do it, yeah.
No, can I get to the family, please? Thank you. Okay, thank you very much, Chairperson, members here, and my colleagues. I'm Michelle Tienzi from the Limpopo Department of Local Government and Housing on behalf of our MEC, Lema Itengwane Mashara. I'll be making a presentation to intend for the payment of water services as well as sanitation in the province. But more importantly, we're going to focus on the water service authorities in terms of the challenges, as well as the intervention that is put forth as a province.